AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Gaza, another 48 people killed today while waiting for food. Hi Panjwani reports that word comes from Shifa Hospital in Gaza City.
The latest violence around aid distribution came as the U.S. Mideast envoy was headed to Israel for talks. The dead and wounded were among crowds gathered at the main entry point for humanitarian aid to northern Gaza. Israel's ongoing military offensive and blockade have led to what experts call the worst-case scenario of famine. The Israeli military body that facilitates the entry of aid said over 220 trucks entered Gaza on Tuesday. That's far below the recommended 500 to 600 trucks a day UN agencies say are needed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The level of human suffering in Gaza is intolerable.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney announcing his country will join France and Britain and recognize a Palestinian state at the UN in September. In other news, the U.S. economy grew at a better-than-expected 3% annual pace in the second quarter after contracting 0.5% in the first quarter. The Federal Reserve's leaving its key short-term interest rate unchanged again. And Sagar Magani reports President Trump's announced a new tariff on goods from the world's most populous country.
India has been a good friend, but India has charged basically more tariffs than almost any other country.
And top White House economist Kevin Hassett says that frustrates the president.
But feels that a 25% tariff will address and remedy the situation in a way that's good for the American people.
The president says he'll add an additional import tax because India buys Russian oil, helping Moscow's war with Ukraine. The announcement comes after a slew of trade deals with the European Union, Japan, and others. Washington has long sought a deeper partnership with New Delhi, which is seen as a bulwark against China. And India says it's been working on a new trade deal with the U.S. for months. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A dentist gets a lengthy prison sentence.
A Colorado dentist was convicted of murder and other charges after lacing his wife's protein shakes with poison. James Craig was accused of repeatedly poisoning his wife, Angela, over 10 days in 2023. Prosecutor Michael Morrow held up a key piece of evidence.
Top shaker bottle. This is a murder weapon. This is one of the murder weapons.
Morrow says Craig tried to poison his wife with protein shakes. When that didn't work, he gave her a final dose of cyanide as she was hospitalized. Morrow pointed to text messages that reveal the state of the marriage.
He calls it a situation, a problem. He says he's frustrated, stuck, trapped, hopeless, helpless. These are all his words.
Jurors rejected Craig's claim his wife sought help in ending her own life. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.